Blog Talk Radio. I'm alive today. I mean, sometimes I think maybe I'm dead, but you know, most of the time I feel alive. So hi everyone, this is Bonnie Albers on air, and my fave co-host Susan Z is with me, and we are coming into your living room to have a chat today. So hi, I love our chatters. I see our callers. I want to say a big shout out to my, she is a very, very close friend of mine in New Jersey. And Diana, I see you, girlfriend. And I am shocked to see you on the board, so we will take you in just a few minutes. And for all the callers that didn't get in yesterday, I did say I would take you, and we do have that first caller that will be in after I take Diana. So everyone, I want to tell you, we have a fabulous end of the week, which is Wednesday and Thursday, but I first want to tell you about us. Hi, Susan.
Hi, sweetie. Did I hear you say that sometimes that you thought you were dead?
Well, you know what? No, I said sometimes I think I'm dead.
I've never known you to be dead. I was just like, the reason I was so quiet, I'm like thinking that through. I'm going, wow, well, okay.
Well, honey, you know I rock the dead. So, I mean, the thing is, like I said, sometimes I'm dead. I feel like I'm dead because I talk to them. So that's too cool, and I love that. So rest assured. Rest assured, I'm always alive. But you know,
try that.
I'm having a problem with the blog talk and the microphones today. So everyone in chat, I know that some of you have been kicked off, and I have myself been kicked off. We're just going to bear with it, and hopefully we can get through this show. But hi, everyone. It is Bonnie Albers on air, and I love the airwaves, just like my co-host Susan Z. We love bringing you conversation. We love bringing you messages. We're going to tell you who we are if you don't already know. And
it's our favorite time of the week, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, you know what? I rock all the days of the week, but it's your favorite days because you're on. So, and I love being on with you because, you know, you're my sister. So, we have a great show.
Right,
we rock it. And we are raring to go. So first I do want to tell you my name is Bonnie Albers. Sometimes I can't figure out my name because I've messed it up on Facebook a few times. So if you want to find me on Facebook, it's Bonnie Albers Mosenter. No, I am not divorced or haven't changed my name. I have actually reverse my maiden to my married, but we're going to go back to that after January. I didn't realize that when you did that, you can't change it for 60 days. So anybody looking for me, it's been changed to Bonnie Albers Mosenter. You can get me on Facebook. You can also email me at balbers714, my birthday, as you all know, at AOL.com. And you can just send me a little email. I'll tell you what I do in a few minutes. You can also like us on Blog Talk. If you like Bonnie Albers on air, you'll get all of our co-hosts. You'll get all of our shows. It will announce who's there and who's not, actually, because you'll see who's there that day. Sometimes it changes. And you can also find the times that we have our shows, which will vary coming up because we're going to have some night shows for you.
Yes, also, we're going to do some nighttime rocking.
I love it. Anyway, my name is Bonnie Albers on air for the 500th time because I love saying that.
Who are you, Bonnie?
I'm Bonnie Albers on air, and I am an RN. I'm an LNC, which is legal nurse consultant, so don't think you can get anything legal past me. And I am also a life coach. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. But the thing and the best part of me is that I am, well, maybe not the best part of me, part for me, is
the
I
coolest,
am.
I'd say the coolest part is that you talk to spirit.
Yes.
I've got to say. Besides the leather pants and the high boots.
Thank you. And my fave thing that's a part of me is I'm a psychic spirit medium. I love spirit, and I love when they come to give everybody messages. I also am psychic. I'm intuitive. The only thing I don't do is I love the tarot, and I'll throw it, but I do not do tarot like my co-host Susan Z. She rocks them so good, there's no sense in me having to rock them. In fact, when I pull a tarot card or a tarot card, I look at it and go, oh, I'm going to put it back in the deck. So Susan is the one that really rocks that, and she shows you every time we have a show, she pulls her cards most of the time, unless she's doing Akashic Records. I also have half-an-hour readings. I can be reached by Skype, an hour reading. I can be reached by Skype, telephone, or email. Just give me an email, and we can set that up. And I love having this show. I love being able to bring my fave people to you, and we love helping you. So thank you for coming. Thank you for chatting. I see all you in chatters. I know we have a few new chatters, and I love that. Stay with us. We're part of your fam. So hi, Susan. You can now tell everybody who you are, but keep it.
Thank you,
Joe.
And you're going to give me as much time, right?
No, I said keep it short.
I'm just going to take it. First of all, I want to say, as Bonnie has said, that I want to say hi to all of our listeners and to everyone in chat. It's that she spoke the truth, that without you, this show wouldn't be here. We have so much fun with you, and we talk about the show afterwards. And we get the opportunity to help people that call in and laugh with us. And like I always try to say, come play with us. And without you, you know, it would be just Bonnie and me just yakking on the phone. So what can you say? So,
yes.
Hey, that's
not bad, Susan. But, you know, we do enjoy giving advice, giving help, and giving psychic insight and spirit.
God, yes, don't we?
But, honey, if not, you'd be hearing me the whole time, and I know that would drive you just a little crazy, if you aren't already. But, hey, we won't talk about that.
Well, you know, you have to be a little crazy to be your best friend. So, you know, I'll
absolutely
own it. So.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm Bonnie's radio cohort in metaphysical fun and crime. Yes. I'm a third generation Akashic medium, which means that I can interpret your soul journey and help you open your Akashic soul records. I have over 20 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, an emotional addiction counselor, a recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I also have the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, available on Amazon.com, which Bonnie so wonderfully helped channel the book for me before
yes.
I knew her. So that shows you how spectacular she is.
I love it, Susan, because you know that book, and I mean, you know, I've told everybody, if you do buy the book, which you should, because we talk about the soul window so much on the show, if you're a regular on the show, you know that we ask so that your age so that we can slip into that soul window, and you can do the same thing if you get this book. I also offer, it straddles both the regular, I always call it the reincarnates that are non-believers, you know, our MDs, our DOs, our master's degrees, and our PhDs. A lot of them are believers, but the ones that are on non-believers also recognize that this book has a lot of merit because it straddles both worlds, metaphysical and physical. And if you want to buy the book, and it's a great gift, send it to me. I'll give you my address, and I will sign it for you.
She'll sign it for you. And I've made the promise to her that the next book that I write and publish, that there will be an acknowledgement in the first page.
I love this, sir.
You how to get a hold of me. I'm also available for tarot readings, a half hour, hour, 45 minutes on career, romance, or Akashic soul readings, Skype. I also do email readings, and you can reach me and see what else I do. Actually, I have CDs available. I have naturopathic equipment, and you can also read about my counseling from my website, which is SZRWhiteWings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WhiteWings.com. You can also email me, szrich@aol.com. And if you weren't quick enough to write all of that down, it is on the epilogue for Blog Talk. But if you just Google Susan Z. Rich, all my websites will come up.
Same thing with me, everyone. If you Google Bonnie Albers on air, oh, I love saying that.
You can get her. You can find her.
You can find her. Which way? Okay, well, you know what? We were going to talk a little bit, and we have a lot of callers, so I'm going to keep it to a minimum. But are you hearing an echo? I'm just so crazy with this. But
I have no echo.
Okay, so this is I'd love to talk to you about something that just recently happened to Susan. Actually, she had a dream, a vision, and I've been having them. We wanted to go and talk to you about a little bit about the Bewitching Hour, and the Bewitching Hour is really a cool thing. It's the veil is thin between the spirit world and our world, and that's really when a lot of our dreams and our people say, "Oh, I thought I heard my mother," or I swore I saw my father standing there, and then they talk it away as a dream, or they just pass it by.
Yeah. That's when the veil lifts, and the veil is the thinnest between that time of that you can move into other dimensions, you know, other life levels. You know, we're living alternate universes. You can go to the past, the present. You can speak to spirit. Your higher self communicates with you. You can have prophetic dreams. It's a really cool time. And they actually call it the witching hour.
I love that because, you know, I could rock like a white little wings and stuff and call myself the White Witch, but I am not. But I mean, you know, if that's the witching hour, I'll take it. So the
love
thing is,
that.
Yeah, this maybe I'd have black wings. But anyway, I just would like to tell everybody that dreams are important. You could read a million dream books, and everybody interprets dreams differently. One person, and that would be Freud and Jung, they all think that dreams are every part of the dream is about you. I'm not sure I rock with that, but I do rock with the symbolisms in the dream that are about a message to you. So the cool thing is, Susan had a dream, and I don't know that she wants to share it with you, but she had a dream, and what was funny is I had my progression reading done and for the horoscope, and her dream fits so unbelievable into my progression reading. You know, everything's about me, me, me. I'm so narcissistic that I
thought I know. But we're so connected in terms of the future of what it is that we want to do, so that makes so much sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when Susan told me this dream, I thought we would talk a little bit about dreams because, you know, water in a dream always means to me, depending on how much water it is, water runs deep. It's the most psychic signs of the zodiac, although I do know every sign is psychic. But they say that Pisces, Cancer, if you have planets in Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, or a lot of planets in water, that's usually the real psychic signs. I know my daughter is, keep bringing her back to her, she's a double water sign with six water planets in her sign, yet she denies being psychic. So, you know, we have the whole gamut, but waters run deep. So when I see water in a dream, it's going to kind of start stirring the pot that this is about your psychic emotions, abilities, people around in that field. And so it's really cool. I love the symbolism. And I was just going to throw this out to the audience and to all people in chat. So I'd love to see if you could just write it, if you have had symbolism in your dreams. So water to me shows a different symbolism than it might to you. But each dream is so different, and it brings the symbols that you need to interpret the dream. It's whether you get the symbols or not. So Susan had a cool dream. We loved it. In fact, we were rocking Jimmy Choo shoes that neither one of us could wear. So that
got me, that's when they got wet.
Yeah, that was the big wall of this tidal tsunami that she saw hitting New York, and we kind of watched it go by. So it was a really cool thing because I knew it wasn't a tsunami that was going to hit New York, because if it was, there would be other symbolisms, and the dream wouldn't have been is so unfrightening, and we wouldn't have said, well, our shoes got wet. So I know when I interpreted the dream, and I know when Susan saw the dream, it was all about psychic ability and deep running water and people, you know, that were washing away that weren't believers and all kinds of things. So it's pretty cool. I'm just throwing this out about dreams because everybody tells you you should write your dreams down, even if you don't remember them. I don't, because I'm so ADD, I couldn't find a pen even if it was on my table, and then I'd forget. But it's a really good idea if you want to try to get in touch with your dreams, is even if you can remember one word. I remember a teacher of mine, Susan, and I'm going to hand this over to you because I know I'm getting long-winded, but a teacher do you remember in Casadega that one of them said, write, even if it's one half of a word, every time you write down part of your dream, you'll get more and more that come to you.
Yes, that's absolutely true. That you know, you should have a pad and pencil by your bed. I fortunately, for whatever reason, remember my dreams really fully and vividly. It's rare that I have a dream. Because I don't dream every night, but when I do, they're either prophetic, they're trying to give me a message, they're trying to guide me, and I remember them in great detail. My sister always says, it's like, oh, yeah, there's nothing obvious about your dreams.
Well, you want to hear something? I don't dream either. Very few, and so I remember. Well, the ones that I don't remember are probably I'm dreaming, but I don't remember. Although I think I go right into the ethers, is why I don't remember, because I really don't dream. I'm living up there. But the one dream I remember, and this is an this is the first time I had ever gone to a psychic, and that was probably 25 or 30 years ago. And I remember the dream. When I was in utero, Susan, because I'm only 16. So when I was in utero, up in spirit, I did have a dream. What's funny is, as soon as they interpreted the dream for me, and I knew once that dream was interpreted, I never had the dream again. And kept coming back every couple months, the dream. And so the cool thing is that main spirit is giving you a message. And to me, it meant, when you get the message, Susan, then you're done. You already got the message from spirit.
Yeah.
So you know what? I wonder about that tsunami and the Jimmy Choo shoes. I wonder if we do interpret it and we're done. You know, done. Going to do it.
Well, since water represents, you know, psychic abilities and gifts, and the way that it rolled, remember when I said that we were standing in the back in the alley, and it was like so stuffy and smelly, like New York under, you know, but after that tsunami, it smelled so fresh and so country. It was just, you know, all clean. And, you know, I think that that's a kind of a premonition that our psychic gifts are really going to expand and you know, we're just going to kind of clean out all the garbage, you know, all the doubt.
You know what? I'm going to ask you a question. I have no doubt. In fact, that's one of my favorite groups. Gwen Stefani, no doubt. But I have to
My dog looks like her when her ears are flapped, or my sister's dog looks just like Gwen Stefani when her ears are flapped back, you know, just like her.
Don't tell Gwen that, please. She's on The Voice, and I don't want her to turn her chair around and not take me when I sing. But I do have to tell you that dreams for me are, like you said, are prophetic. And my daughter is a prophetic dreamer. So she doesn't dream except if it means something, usually about spirit and a message. So it's cool. And I'm going to start taking callers, even though we could talk all day about this, because I know that you have to you have an interview, you actually have a meeting today, and so do I, kind of. I have to go. Actually, my son is making me Eggs Benedict on Friday, just to let everybody know. So I have to get the right bowl so he can make the hollandaise sauce. So
there you go.
I am going to start taking
very important errand. Yes.
Yes, very important. 510, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Can you tell us
your
name?
To?
My name is Tasha.
Natasha or Tatasha?
No, Tasha. It's just Tasha.
Tasha. Hi, Tasha.
Oh, Tasha. You know
Hi.
What I thought you I heard you say your name was? I swear to God. And I thought you said, my name is Precious. And I'm like, now I love that. Now, I'll tell you, I know Spirit was talking to me. So let's hear what you got to say.
You must be Precious, girlfriend. So give us, throw it out to us. What do you have?
I just wanted the messages and anything on my current love life.
Okay, start with your current love life. Because what we do is we work with questions. If Spirit comes through, they'll come right to me. So just, give me, if you start talking, I'm sure I'll see somebody. I do see a gentleman that's looking to come. So if you can just start talking and ask us a question, then Susan
hey,
and I
will. Bonnie.
Yeah. So can you ask there, Tasha?
Huh?
Can you ask us a question?
Yeah, I want to know what
do you want to know about your love life?
With the one that I'm currently dealing with, is it going to get better, or are we going to go our separate ways?
There are problems. So when you say, is it going to get better or is it going to go our separate ways, what you're doing is trying probably to not tell us that you're having some issues with it, because if it was perfect, one, you wouldn't call, and two, you'd say, I have a really great boyfriend. Do you see this lasting? So really, I would like to know a little bit more about why you feel that you might go your separate ways, because I can see something, and I want you to keep talking.
Right now I've been through my transition, and I just got into a better place. He's going into a transition, so I want to know, will we be able to work through that, or will it be so harsh on him to where we'll just go our separate ways?
How long have you been going together, and may I ask his name?
His name is Andre, and it'll be 3 years on October 30th.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 35.
35?
Mm-hmm.
Is he married?
How old are you?
No, he's not married.
Okay.
Tasha, how old are you?
I'm 39.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me finish this sentence, okay? It's like when you say that he's going through a time, what do you mean by that, going through a time?
Okay, he just lost his stepfather, and he's getting ready to move out of his place, but he don't know where he's actually going to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you two aren't living together, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. Kind of life just kind of dismantled on him. Is that what we're looking at here?
Yeah.
Okay. What is he doing about it? I mean, what's his attitude? Because what I'm hearing is that I hear your concern. I hear, are we still going to be together? Is he going to make it through? But I'm not hearing anything about what is his frame of mind about all of this? Is he like, in blame? Is he in victim energy? Is he mad? Is he trying to do something? Or
he's feeling like he's victim and he's mad, and I don't know if he's trying to make changes on what's going to happen for him.
Well, here I'm hearing from Spirit, and that's why I have a gentleman here, and he's wagging his finger. And I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm assuming,
There's a lot of blame going on here that's not a good sign.
Yeah, and what he's saying is he's not going to be ready. He's not going to be ready. He has a lot more, I'm going to say, lessons to go through. And he is not going to be, when you're more mature, women usually are anyway, although I don't want to say that because I'm immature, but it's, you know, what the guy is doing is he's wagging his hand, really, and he's shaking his head.
Kelly's more mature than you.
Okay.
Thank you. But you know what? I mean, see, the energy I got, and it's really crazy, is I got a friend energy and not a love interest. So that's why I said to you, is he married? I don't feel that this relationship, I feel like he's going to blame everybody around him for everything that he can't control. And that's why this gentleman that's standing here, this spirit standing here, he's tall and thin. He's in like work pants. So he's, they're like navy blue work pants, and they're like kind of worn. So it looks like he's a worker, or he was a worker. And he's got kind of a button down shirt, but it's kind of like not, you know, it's a worker. He's working. It's not like enough, you know, he's not the president of the United States, but he's a really nice gentleman, and he's just shaking his head, wagging his finger, said, tell her he's not ready. So that to me means that, that you need to give him, the time that you're going to give him is way too short. He's going to take at least a few years to really understand life, what he's got, what he hasn't got, and to get himself together. On the other hand, I feel like you're together. I feel like you could move on. And I think that the transition you feel is you really don't know whether to leave him behind or not. And that's the kind of feeling I'm getting. And I really do get, you've been with him 3 years, which is funny because I don't get, I get more of a friend type of vibe versus a romantic type vibe. So you can, you know, whatever you want to do with this information, you can, but I feel like you're going to be moving on before he's ready to have any type of a relationship commitment or anything.
Okay.
What do you, what are your other concerns?
A job?
You know, you, for you or him?
For me.
Okay. What do you do? Susan, throw the cards on this one.
I'm just raising my son, my youngest son right now. So he's doing like in-home schooling.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, is he doing in-home school? He doesn't go to school, is what you're telling
me. No, he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't go to school. He's doing in-home school.
Do you have anybody? I feel like it's important right now. Are you helping him with this intern in home school?
Yes.
Okay, so if you weren't there, he would be what?
Doing the in home school.
Okay, right. But he would be doing it by himself, or you have somebody to watch out for him, or?
I have to be here when the teacher comes in to teach him.
Okay. I just feel that if you get anything, it's going to be a part time job. And it's going to be somewhere around where you are. I don't feel you going far from where you are, and I don't feel it's going to be a job that you do a full time, because I feel like what you have to give your son is something that only you can give him, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
How old is your son?
He's 10.
Two?
Ten.
No, 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have to agree with Bonnie. Your energy about going out and finding a part-time job isn't that energetic.
Right.
I have to say.
Right, if she finds anything, it will be a part-time job, because I don't feel like, her energy is at home. It's really, really a home energy.
Yeah, you want to, you know you should. It would be a good thing, but, you know, you don't have a whole lot of energy and heart behind it. But I think you're going to anyway. And what I'm feeling is that whatever this part-time job is, it's going to be kind of an unusual job. It's not going to be like your regular kind of retail or, you know, something
will
like that.
Will it be in the nursing field? Because I'm already in the nursing field. I'm a medical assistant and a certified nurse's assistant.
Well,
I don't know why I keep on hearing list. I mean, not holistic, but hospice. That has something to do with hospice, and it's like you have a life path, and I know you're kind of young, and this is not really going to hit you probably until your middle or late 40s. But I'm picking up the threads of it already. Is that you have a life path of assisting those making transition. And
yeah.
If you're not in that yet, don't touch me. Go see Bonnie.
To me. Come. I hear.
Yeah.
Yes. You're so anxious.
Yeah, I think that's probably what might happen here, is that you're going to get involved in that, because that is really kind of what kind of a contract that you took in. There's something about your ability to be able to give dignity to that and to be able to lift the veil to make a quicker and faster transition. And so I think that's going to evolve for you. And it may be this little part-time job like that you realize, wow, I have like found my calling here.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that gives you an inkling of where you could look, too, even though it's early. Hospice, if you have any hospice, they're really they really go through your credentials. So just go and you can visit a hospice, call hospice. But, you use the word transition, which is really interesting, because when you use the word transition to me and Susan means leaving this earth. So when you say you're in transition or he's in transition, and that's exactly what you would be working with, people in transition. So it's really cool that you actually use that word. And I really – go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, you have a gift.
I just had a dream like about a week ago where I was – I guess if the veil was so thin, I just moved it out the way, and I saw some of my deceased loved ones and other people as well.
Yeah, girl. Yes,
there you go.
You're on your way.
On that one. Wow.
Yeah, well, they're all looking at you, and they're looking to see when you're going to do what you need to do. Even though you're young, they're giving you hints. They're making you even say words that would give you those hints, and why you called today is not a mystery. And what's really weird is we talked about dreams, and you were on. I've been watching your number. You were one of the first people that I saw their number. And so you heard us talk about dreams and the thin veil. So it's really cool that you called in today, because this is something that both Susan's right spot on about the hospice, which is funny because I kept using the word transition. Why is she using the word transition?
And
transition is exactly what you'd be working with. So, girlfriend, go for it. And then when you can go full-time, because I feel like you're not going to be – I think it's a part-time position for a while because of your son. But I believe that will lead, like Susan said, either to more education for you, like online courses, or it's going to lead to a full-time job when you are ready and your son is actually, like, full-scale, able to be by himself. So I think that this is really cool, and I really believe your love interest you will find when you're in this field. So I do believe that this one that you're with or that you like, it will transition out, and you'll be transitioning into a new position and love life. So it just will be a while. I really believe that you're going to really get very, very into your part-time position or finding one. So we hope that we helped you.
Okay, yeah, you did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for letting us talk to your loved one. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my goodness, that's so adorable. I just love that. I mean, her spirits were peeking behind those. When she said that, they were all standing there.
That's why I have precious. I was like, I heard that word so loud and clear. Precious. It was just so cool.
And so what's really cool about this, Susan, is all the ones standing behind her that she didn't know, because, you know, you don't know all your loved ones, but I have a feeling she knows they're not hers, are showing her what's to be, that she will be bringing messages, even in, maybe not in telling them in hospice that, oh, I see your grandmother, but or somebody's coming to get you, but she will be able to understand from above with that job who's coming, and that that person will be easily transitioned, and all of her energy will feel like that, and the people that she works with will actually feel calm and complete. And that's what I think why she's there. It's the energy change in her brain.
Yeah. I don't know what the you know, it's just like hospice just kept on coming up. And
I love that. I absolutely love that. Well, we're going to take 480. We know you've been waiting. 480, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
We are doing fabulous. Who are we speaking to?
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How can we help you today?
Well, I have to. I tried to talk to you yesterday, but you said you'd get a hold of me today, so we're going to go for it. I had a hip replacement surgery, and it just seems that side is, like, really swollen, and it's pretty, like, a dense swollen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's a norm. Is that something that's, I'm just not a fan of scar tissue, praying that it doesn't turn into scar tissue. So I just kind of want to know your vision on how well that's going to heal.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, because I'm a nurse. So, you know, I'm going to try to go into not my nursing mode, which I'm going to have to,
I'm going to try to get out of my holistic mode.
Yes, thank you.
You've got a lot of modes going over there.
We do.
Yeah,
we are moded.
Yeah.
We're loaded and moded, Nancy.
Girlfriend,
thank you. First of all, I'd like to know, I can feel the wound. So first of all, I'd like to know how long, I feel like, have you gone back for your follow-up with your doctor?
I did my two-week follow-up.
Mm-hmm. And what did he say? Because what I feel like is, and before you tell me, I'd rather just tell you so that you don't, you know, you understand where I'm coming from. Usually, you know, everybody's, I call it protoplasm, is different. Everybody's healing time is different. And swelling depends on how your body reacts to invasion. And you know it's an invasion to put a piece that's not, you know, supposed to be there. And how well your body accepts the piece that's in there. So what I feel like is, I do feel that you're going to heal. I have no doubt that you're going to heal. But what I do feel is that it's going to take a little longer. And I don't know why. I don't know if you are on medication or medication that would keep you. I wonder if he gave you an anti-inflammatory, because I feel like that's something that he would have given you. And I believe it's just going to be a matter of time. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, how long did you have this? I'm feeling like, when did you tell me you had the surgery, or didn't you? But I feel like it's maybe...
I did not tell you. I had it on the 17th.
Well, if you were...
September 17th.
Yeah, and it's it's only 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks and a half,
it'll be 3 weeks tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like we won't even be having this discussion in 12 weeks. So, and I don't think that is a bad thing, because I know people who have hip replacements, and the toughest ones sometimes take longer. But I feel like you'll be okay. At 12 weeks, you're going to say, wow, I probably should have done this earlier. So I feel like in 12 weeks, you'll be okay. But I don't think you're going to be happy about waiting those 12 weeks. So,
yeah. If you're interested, I won't promote this on the air, okay? But if you email me, which is szrich@aol.com, I can make a recommendation for a supplement that is specifically for, it's on a cellular level for bones, repair on healing of bones and muscles. And if you'd like more information on that, email me and I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not doctors. I am a nurse, so I hold back from giving anybody anything because, it's legally and not wanting to do that on the air. Everybody is different. So if you get with Susan, she can do
that. Yeah, we can't promote anything.
Yeah.
And, unless somebody's going to promote us to sell tampons on the air, then maybe,
don't use them anymore.
If they want to pay us for to do that, fine. When it comes to medical and holistic, we can't make any doctor recommendations or supplemental recommendations on the air.
Right.
I can do that as a holistic therapist.
I was looking for the healing time that it has, only because it's, it is, I don't know if it's norm, the swelling is like a hard swell, feels hard.
It accelerates the
healing, and it'll also make sure that that the surgery was a success.
All right, now, just a minute here. Nancy,
You both were talking at the same time, so I kind of missed it.
I realize that. So let me just tell you about the swelling. Okay, the swelling is because you bled into your side. That always comes out hard, and that'll dissipate. Okay. That's not a problem. But are you using ice? Do you use any ice?
I use ice several times a day.
Yes, and I'm a big believer. Wait, both of you guys again.
One at a time,
please. Let me just finish, and then I'll let you talk, okay? Medically, ice is absolutely it's the biggest and best drug around, and I use that because it helps everything from if somebody is having even to go into a feigning attack. If you put a big block of ice on their chest or back, you're going to bring them right to you. If you have swelling, if you have anything, ice, ERs love it. Use ice as much as you can. There's no contraindications to ice except that you don't want to get, you want to put a layer between the skin.
Yeah,
and the
ice. Like a freezer burn.
Yeah. So
this is actually an ice machine that renting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, where it just gets to 45 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
cool.
You keep it on you, and you could keep it on you longer than 20 minutes. So it's kind of nice.
I love it. Keep it going, girlfriend. Keep it going as much as you can. That will help. And I hate to say this, but time heals. You know that time heals?
Yeah,
I know.
Time will heal it. Okay.
Well, what I'm also hearing, too, is that, Bonnie's right about the time thing. But what's going to happen is that it's going to be like, it's like, come on. And then all of a sudden, like
within four or five days,
it's like it's going to release.
Yes.
Like that. And all of a sudden, you're not even going to notice, that all of a sudden, my head's not hurting as much. It's not as stiff. It's just going to, like, within 4 or 5 days, all of a sudden just release all that energy that it's holding.
Yeah. And that's with, that's why I'm saying we're not going to be talking about this in 12 weeks because there is a healing time and it needs to heal and you need to let it heal and keep it. And you don't need, especially with a hip, you don't need to do anything that would contraindicate how it heals. So just go with the flow. It will heal. It's going to be perfect. And like Susan says, in 5 days before those, you're going to be saying to yourself, what? Did I have my hip? Oh, my goodness. That's right. I did have my hip, that sore, whatever.
Yeah. Allow yourself to be vulnerable at this time because, see, your energy is that you just really resent the idea of the fact that something like this could lay you up.
Yeah,
and you want to let that go.
Yeah.
Well, my only and I'm a very positive person, but in 3 weeks I actually have a conference that I have to fly to, and so I was just hoping that it's going to be a pretty good heal by then. And the conference is like October 22nd, so I guess it's less than 3 weeks, 2 weeks away.
It's going to be bearable. That's what I'm hearing. It's bearable.
It'll be bearable.
I mean, I don't really think you need to expect much more than the whole total is about 12 weeks. So you'd be out about 8 then. So, or no, you'll be out
no,
about
it'll be 5.
6
it'll
or 5. You can't really expect that kind of healing. You can expect that you can do stuff. You're not going to be laid up. But the kind of healing you're looking for is going to take some time. And then you'll not even notice it. But, yeah, you know, you're just going to have to bear with it until it. And I know your doctor is going to give you anti-inflammatories. I'm sure he did, or other things if you need them. But I do believe that you'll be able to move around. You're just not going to feel like you normally do. And that's what Susan was saying. Get out of the energy that you have to feel perfect, because you're not going to feel perfect with that kind of surgery for a few months. Okay?
Okay.
It's not like slicing your finger, honey.
I don't like to do that either. So the other thing I wanted to ask about is I have this friend of mine that we have this roller coaster friendship, and I just wanted to know, her name's Veronica, if we're ever going to go towards just the positive friendship, or are we going to continue this roller coaster friendship?
How long have you been friends?
We've been friends since February.
Okay.
You're not going to like what I'm going to say, so I'm going to let's. I mean, I, you know, I feel like
you do.
Why don't you throw some cards while I'm saying this? You know, Aunt, I got to tell you something. People come into our lives for reasons. They say, and Susan, I know, will jump in here and say, the best soulmates you ever have up in spirit are the ones that come down and cause you the most pain here. So I'm going to say that we're not looking at. Yeah, I feel like this about the friendship. It's very crazy, and I hope that you understand, because I don't like saying, oh, no, you're not going to be friends, because you will be. What I'm saying is I feel like that there is a tug on time, and I'm looking at you, and I feel like it's you must have much more time than this other person, and so you want to do and be and have, and she wants to superficially scatter, and that's really not what you want. And she can't really give you that friendship that you want, and I feel like the personality I feel from you is you want a deep, rooted friend that you can do a lot with. And all I am going to tell you is you can be friends with this girl, Veronica, because I feel like she's a nice girl, but I feel like she's not there. She's not going to be there, but she can be like an acquaintance. And that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah. I'm seeing there's other influences that are going on in her life that just seems to have more importance.
Yeah, and we don't read her. She's not here. So, you know, the thing is, I'm reading you, and I know Susan is saying the same thing. I just believe that you want this more than she does, is what I'm saying. And really, she likes you. I feel like she likes you, but I feel like you're tugging on things she can't give you. I don't know how to explain it, Susan. So, you know, I'm pretty good with words, but, you know.
I understand. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm also picking up that, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I'm looking at the cards here in terms of that you were meant to come together, but it's almost like that she's, and I don't say this in any regards to, you know, what she is or isn't, but there seems to be energetic vampirism going on. Okay, that she seems to be taking more than she's giving. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, here's the hard thing is, yeah, I have a lot of time because I'm laid up from surgery. So unfortunately, I do a lot of thinking and a lot of that kind of stuff. So, I have a lot of time on my hands.
Get out of your head is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and you know what it's like when you're just sitting around thinking all day.
Yeah.
So, So that's hard. So once I'm up and about, then I'm going to be a lot more active, and then she might not feel the pressure of me wanting to spend so much time with her. We actually work together. We do direct marketing sales. And so once I'm up and about, that's the hard thing.
But I don't think she's going to be the I'm going to reiterate this really quick because I know what you want us to say. And believe me, I do this to everybody. So Susan's going to laugh because when I want to say something and I want somebody to say something, I say it and say it and say it, and then the person will go, okay, well, maybe it is. But this isn't what's going to happen. I believe that she's going to be there. We don't say she's not, or I don't say she's not.
Right.
But I think she's an acquaintance versus a deep friend. And when acquaintance, yeah, what I mean about an acquaintance, yeah, she'll be in and out.
You
get
it. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
That's it. Yeah.
Thank you.
She doesn't bond deeply, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, she can be a great friend as long as you understand that she's
superficial level. Superficial level with her, and that's fine. You know, there's plenty of people. You know, here, I have friends. You know, you could say, oh, I have a million friends. But does anybody have a million friends? No. They have a million acquaintances and maybe 50 friends. No, I'm kidding.
Well,
but, you know,
my major thing is because we work together. So that's the part that's hard when we have this
But you can work together. You can. But yeah. It's unhealthy.
Is she married or have a boyfriend or something like that?
She is married.
Yeah. You would
expect because
I've
seen two
mentioned.
Male energy.
Wait. One person.
Is
I can't
that
hear you.
Go ahead.
I'll go first.
You hear me when I start talking,
yes,
Susan, because when I do start talking, that's why we're having an issue. But go ahead, please.
Thank you. Okay. The card basically showed two males around her that take up most of her time. And that's what I was going to get to. And probably one of them is her husband, and I don't know whether maybe she has a son or someone else. But I mean that's where her energy lies around. But she's very intuitive about you. So what I'm hearing is that don't try to hide anything. Like, you know, the fact of that if you really want to be close friends with her, you know. Give it a try and let it respond. But if you act like, you know, oh, no, that's not, she's going to pick that up and she's not going to understand what's not right with you.
Yeah, what I think Susan's saying, because I think you do want to be really close friends with her, and Susan's saying that, you know, she can pick up if you don't. But what my point is this, you can do all that you want. Right now, she isn't ready, and she's feeling the stress of you wanting to be really close to her. What I think you should do, and this is me, and I'm a counselor also, is I think you should just let it go. Just be her partner. Be a nice person that you are. Don't expect much. And believe me, when you do that, your friendship will look better to you. But if you go and you ask her to go places and she says, oh, she can, or she'd like to, but she can't, and then you get upset, which is what I'm feeling. I don't blame you because friendship does matter to a lot of people. But you're looking at a girl who really can't be that kind of friend at this point for you. But she can be a really good acquaintance and business partner. And I think that makes a better team, actually. But if you back off, not emotionally, meaning don't tell her, oh, I'm backing off, but say, hey, you know, well, you want to do this, you want to do that. She goes, oh, no, I can't. Say, oh, no, big deal. You know, have a great day. You're going to find a much easier friend. She feels you're pulling her. And I don't know why, so I don't know if I'm right, but I feel like she's having to back off from you because she feels you're coming too close and too quickly.
Yeah, she feels there's something that you want from her that she can't give you. And that's why I was saying she's got that. She's got an intuitive card on her. She's, you know, and very strong. And so it's like, you know, she senses what it is that you want from her. And so if she's not willing to give that or she can't give that, then, you know, it puts her in a position where she's a little wary.
Yeah. So do I hope we helped you? I hope we helped you, Nancy, because I've got to move to the next caller. But I hope that, you know, we've given you some insight on how to look at this friendship, because I know you want it. And I'd say,
and I just have one question.
Sure.
Is what is she seeing that I want?
More friendship.
She doesn't know. She doesn't
right.
know. That's not the issue.
Wait.
She doesn't know what you want.
She doesn't know what
yeah.
I want, but she thinks
she
I just...
She doesn't know what you want. And so that's kind of like she's not really sure. She knows you want something from her, but she doesn't know what that is. And so that's why you're feeling the resistance.
And what I feel is, what I feel, Nancy, and then I've got, this is what I think. I think that she knows you want to be better. What she doesn't understand is she's giving you all that she has and can give you, and you want more. There's where she doesn't understand what you want. She doesn't have the capacity to give that to you right now. So she doesn't understand why you don't understand that, because she thinks she is giving you a really good friendship, but you want more. And that's where this friendship has to balance out. And here's the scales. We're in Libra. The scales would be, you can't want more from her than she can give, and she can't give you less than what you want. So you're kind of at an impasse. So if you could just look at those scales and say, you know what, I'm going to accept whatever comes, that's great. And whatever doesn't come, that's great too. It would be a much happier union for you.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, well, I am
yes.
glad.
So
and
thank
I
you.
Hope you're welcome. I'm glad we could get you in today, and please continue listening. We love having our listeners, and give us a call and let us know what happens.
Yes, thank
yes.
you. You guys have
thank
a great rest
sweetie.
Of the day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I have 979. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi,
who, are we, who are we speaking to?
Oh, well, this is Angel Face.
Ah, hi, Angel Face. How are you?
Hi, Angel Face.
Hi, Susan, the cat pedicurist.
Oh, yeah. She's making fun of me on in chat that I do cat pedicures.
No, wait a minute. Is this gay? Gay?
Yes.
Honey,
yes.
I knew it was you. I don't know if you use your name. That's why. Okay, gay, or I'll call you Angel. Angel Face. Okay, Angel
doesn't
Face.
Doesn't matter. You can call me gay. It doesn't matter.
I don't. Well, that's the same, gay and angel face. It's the same thing. You're happy, happy angel face.
I just kind of like gay angel face.
Okay, Susan, we're going to call her gay angel face. Hey, gay angel face, I've got to tell you, I didn't know that Susan did cat pedicures either. So I'm glad
I
actually got her to write that, because maybe she could give my dog pedicure.
Well, she also babysits and dog washes.
She does?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I must have mentioned something about my sister having a pet sitting or pet walking business, because I have never been around dogs ever, and it's like, and now I'm like exposed to my sister's dog every day. I had cats, like four cats at one time, and my last cat, like I put in the chat room, is like, he was such a sweet little needy boy. It's like he used to sleep draped around my neck. Like a muffler, you know, and he would purr, and the colder it was, the closer that he would get. Thank God I'm a back sleeper, because otherwise we would have had a problem.
You know what, Angel Face, I've got to tell you this. In all the years I've known Susan, which is like eons and lifetimes, I didn't know that she did that. So thank you so much for pointing that out to me.
Oh,
there. You know what, everyone? If anybody's in chat or listening, Susan is also available if you're in the North Carolina area, that she will come and give your cat and your dog and whatever animal, monkey, parrot, rabbit, she will give
yeah.
them Reiki, a pedicure, a manicure, and she will sit and talk to them. And if you need her to clean their cages, she will. Okay, and just ask on her email what her salary is.
Yeah, Like my sister's cat. My sister's cat's on Prozac. Can you imagine how that's going to work?
Well, honey, Gay Angel Face, how can we help you today? Or did you just call us to fill us in on what's going on?
Well, a little bit of that, but I did. I was having a discussion last night with a friend, and something came up, and I think it's something good to talk about because, and it's sort of like the saga of the job for what Angel Face's job or whatever. But anyway, I noticed that, you know, I had another one of those karmic bite in the face things last night again. And I started thinking about it.
You mean kiss in the face, Angel Face? Kiss in the face? Because, you know, karmically.
Yeah.
Okay, because we don't want to do bites. I mean, they're for vampires. And I love vampires, so we just don't want to do the bite thing. Okay, go ahead.
Well, anyway, it bit me a little again. It just keeps coming, and I know it's an intense thing that I know I need to work on. But anyway, I got to thinking about it, and I started looking at the patterns of at jobs I've had before where I felt the same stuff all the time. And came to my reality in the moment in the discussion we were having was that I literally have sheltered myself.
Okay, but can you tell us what the karmic, I need the karmic bite for me to be able to tell you what, and I'm sure Susan will help telling you your lessons, because once you learn them, you move on. So if you keep getting bit by the karma bug, that would mean to me, and I'm sure Susan will agree, that you're not we're revisiting lessons, especially this month, actually, when Mercury goes retrograde on the 4th, and it depends on what house. If there's things that have to come up that you have to work out from the past, now's the time to work them out. So what was your karmic bite, or you don't want to say?
No, it doesn't matter. I don't have nothing to hide. So the deal is, I noticed that person that I work with, you know, she's not actually, she's really a nice person. She's just a different personality. It's super sensitive. And, you know, she's a take-charge kind of person, and I am in some parts, but it goes back to that abandoning yourself thing or feeling like you're less than or feeling like nobody sees you, and that's the thing that always keeps coming back to me. And so emotionally, it's just seeing her, you know, because there's triggers for us, you know. You could just see something, and boom, it comes at you, you know. And she was doing her job. And I was feeling totally like left out about things, and I felt 5 years old. But what came to my reality was that every time I do go to a job to work, these kind of things, that same situation always comes up for me.
Absolutely.
And that's probably my thought processing, thinking I'm less than, and all of that is conditioning from childhood. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Gay, I totally understand and feel where you're coming from, and I know Susan does too. That's why until you work at and it's from childhood, until you work at that I'm not as good, that I'm less than, that everybody's better, that she's more, that people like her better, she knows more, she doesn't care for me, all of that is all in jumbled in a ball. So how do we, it's not easy to get over that, because that's a hard one to climb over.
The deal is, what my normal thing would do would be, like, over the years I would just not work, not go out and work.
Right, but
I wouldn't
I
wouldn't go out publicly much. I wouldn't interact with people much. Even when I did, it was good. But, you know, these are just things that have come to my reality, is that I totally would shelter myself from that because I'm afraid of being hurt, afraid of feeling that stuff.
So
here we go, you know. Like, but I want to work through this, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm not going to tuck tail and run. And so it's painful. And it's hard, but I know I can do it because I'm pretty dang tough.
Yeah, you are. But what can I ask? What she did? I have a feeling you're not telling me the whole story. So
I'm sitting here. I'm waiting for the next.
Me too. Then she ends it.
Push the button. What
I know.
What push the button. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, I think I remember. I came into work, and then my bosses were talking to her, and they're giving her all the. major, you know, responsibilities of the day and not acknowledging me, that's the problem. You know, I'm a Leo. I have to be seen. So, I mean.
Well, okay. So here we go, Gay. So if you wanted to be seen, it's good, you know, good thing this is our counseling, Susan. But you would go in and say, hi, how is everybody? And then everybody would turn around and say, hi, Gay, how are you? And say, great.
Yeah.
You know, hey, it's going to be a great day. What do you have for me? You know, or can I help?
Yeah, and I do that. You know, I always say hello to everybody, and I'm cheerful. And I don't know, it was just weird. It was just weird because I had a great day all day yesterday. And then I get to work, and then that comes up, and then, you know, I'm like, oh, Lord. But I had a discussion with her. I told her I wasn't upset with her, that I just need – I wasn't really upset with the person over there. I just said, I just need to talk about it because I don't want it to go off into Mr. Storyland, you know, like make up something, and it's not the truth. So
well,
she didn't do anything
think-
to me. That's what's the dumbest thing about it. I mean,
so what did you do? Just assume and get up? See, there's a piece missing, Susan, don't you think?
Yeah,
there's a piece
I know. I'm trying to put my the one thing here's the one thing, and then you know, if you want to share it with us, you can, or if not,
yeah,
we, you know, we'll just put it. It's like,
yeah,
the one thing that the ego loves to do with us, and in terms of when we get upset about being made invisible, is the,
yeah,
two things that it uses is that, one, comparing ourselves to others,
okay,
right,
and the other thing is they use the tool of inferiority complex, like somehow,
right,
they have a secret that you don't have. and the thing is that this is the time, and okay, I'm getting ready to get R-rated, everybody, so let's see, here's be prepared. This is when you tell your ego to shut the up.
Yes.
And it's like, because it recognize that you're being messed with, that, you know, that you got it, you know, you got it. And it's like, and what I'm picking up, what happened with you, that it was just a off
minder
day.
Yeah,
yeah,
very,
yeah,
just an off day. And but your ego go, look at that, you see what that, they ignored you again. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, they think they're better, you know, they've got something going on that you don't, and like, you got left out again, you're invisible. It's like, that must mean that you must not be as much value as them. And when, you know, when that little,
and you hit the nail on the head, and that's the truth, that is a dialogue, you know, that goes in my head, and I acknowledge it, I saw it.
Yeah, and I also,
hey,
feel
when you
that you think,
acknowledge it.
Yeah, and I also feel that you feel that maybe, I feel like you think that when they're talking and you're not, that maybe they don't want you there. And that's where that I'm feeling,
yes,
so strong. That's what spirit's,
yes,
kind of giving me, that, oh, they're going to fire me, or, oh, I'm not going to be here, or, oh, I'm not doing,
yeah,
a good job.
Yeah.
And that's,
yes,
where you go,
yes,
to. You can't, you know, I believe spirit,
oh,
puts
you need
to
be, you need to get
to
audacious.
Yeah,
yeah,
and,
really,
and
you need to get audacious.
Susan, this would be a good tape for her to have, is your tapes, those CDs or whatever you have about,
oh,
I'm,
yeah, empowered thinking.
Empowered,
yeah,
thinking.
Go to my site and click on the CDs. You'll see a subliminal hypnosis program about, and it basically, what it is that it's entirely based on inferiority complex, forgiveness of self, of feeling less than, feeling,
mm-hmm,
unlovable, not,
yeah,
enough, not good enough, and it's called empowered thinking, and it's a set of four tapes that it takes you
CDs.
About 2 months to go through, and I've been using it 20 years in my therapy practice, and I have never not seen it work.
Yeah, so I
okay,
mean, it,
that is totally a huge mountain for me. It's huge. It's like a lifelong, like it's time for me to really get through it. You know what I'm saying? It's time,
yeah,
to get the end.
Yeah, it's a program that's going on in your, that's all it is your mind,
yeah,
is nothing but a big program. And what you do is that you put a new program on top of the old program, and then your mind forgets what it used to think.
Hey,
right.
And thinking the good things.
Hey, Susan. I'm here. I got to tell you, Gay. I mean, I feel like, and I haven't mentioned this, but that tape, those CDs will be very good for you because it gives you something, because you're like a teacher. You like something physical that you can actually put your thumb on and say, I can do this. And so I really believe that they will be good for you. But what I got to tell Susan something really quick. Susan, does that mean that every time my brain keeps saying I'm going to be on the Howard Stern show, and you're going to be my co-host like Robin, and we're like Howard, do I need something to listen to change my brain pattern?
No, because you never stop. it's a continual play. It just continually plays. No, this is when the ego stops the authentic self. It, you know, gets in there and go, who do you think you are? You know, there's a quote from Marianne Williamson that I just love. And paraphrasing, it says, you know, who do I think I am to think that I am, good and successful and proud and everything? That's what the ego is. Who do you think you are to think that? And her answer is, who do I think that I am that I'm not? And that's what it is that, I mean, it's like, how could I not be that? But your ego challenges you and asks you, who do you think you are that you think that you're good enough to go and talk to them? They don't want you around.
Well, guess
and
what, Gay?
Yeah,
guess what, Gay? My ego is always beaten up by the, yes, I am. And so that's why you need these tapes, because whereas I always think I am, and then I don't see me being on the Howard Stern show, and then I'm wondering why not, your ego is actually telling you, we might not be here because they haven't looked at you right or talked to you right or something's going on. You really need to get, I really feel, you know, I don't like selling things on air. I mean, you don't hear us really doing big things.
No, you never do that. No.
Yeah, and I just, and these CDs that Susan, as I even bought them for my daughter. I know that she doesn't have time to listen to them, but the thing is that I did buy them.
They don't work if you don't listen to them. I do want to say that.
Yeah, so I do feel like, and I've never mentioned them, only one other person, and they actually bought it. And remember that girl, Susan, and she thanked you. So I do believe there's something there for you, Gay, because you are really so worth it and so fabulous, and you have so much to bring that you just have to start realizing that. Yeah.
No doubt. When you start doubting, it's not you. It's not your authentic self. It's like when Bonnie talks about being on the Howard Stern show, her ego tells her all the time of like, hey, we're going to be just like Howard Stern. And the only doubt that comes into her mind is like, why haven't they picked us up yet?
Yes. I don't get it.
It's never about the fact
and
that
probably,
you know, we're not
right
good
now,
enough.
And he's going to pick you up, and you're going to get a phone call within a couple of days.
Good. Thank you. I hope so. I hope he's one of the guests. And at least, because they see, that's what I keep thinking. So, and I'll never not go there, Gay. So the thing is, that should be you. I mean, I know you've got a doubt, self-doubt, things from childhood. But what you can do is you can conquer. You're the lion. You're the Leo.
Uh-huh.
You can.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're fierce, honey. Fierce.
Yeah.
Fierce.
Yeah. And you need tools. And this is why I'm thinking, you know,
I do need tools. I really do. And I've done a lot of work in this area, but this is like the biggest piece that I've really got to kick in the ass.
It's going to take a while, Gay. It's not an easy thing. Even with my counseling business, I see people. I'm working with a woman who's 63, and it's not easy. It comes from, you know, all that self-doubt way early. And the thing is that I do believe that if you have tools, and that's why they keep showing me those CDs. I hate to say this because, again, I don't like selling things, except I love selling Susan's things. I believe in them. But, you know, CDs, because you'll have a tangible thing. You might have to listen to them, honey, a couple times, but they're hypnotic.
Yeah,
so you do that before you go to bed, actually. And they put
you just go to sleep with them.
Yeah, you go to sleep with
them. No work.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to them on the way to work. You don't have to listen to them while you're drinking coffee. You don't have to listen to them while you're eating dinner. You just put them on before you go to bed.
Well, that's easy to do.
Yeah, and so I think that they'll give you tools because you know what? You already have them. You just got to bring them out.
Yeah. And I know that innately. I do. I know that, and I know who I am. And I know I'm not that person. I'm not that thing that's talking to me.
You are an audacious little child, and somebody humiliated you. Put you down and said, "Who do you think you are? Stop acting like that." But that audacious little child is still there.
Yeah, bring her out, girlfriend. Bring her out and shove that ego aside. Because, Gay, you have a lot to offer, much more than people who are really boxed in. Because that's what I see. Some people you work are boxed in. But you have to learn how to spread your wings and when. And you just, it's all about how to get along and how to not feel less than. And you have the other tools, honey. You do.
Yeah. I agree.
And don't go to the place where they're going to fire you, not want you, or trying to eke you out so you quit. Because the thing is that isn't, one, true. And two is everybody's karma is their own journey, not yours. So your journey is to stand there. And where you're supposed to be, you'll be. And where you're not supposed to be, spirit will lead you away. So don't think that you because you are a spiritual person. So just believe in spirit. You just know that you're there for a reason. And when you're not supposed to be there, it's not going to be somebody that leads you away. It's going to be you that leads you away. And that's what you should know. Okay?
Right. I agree. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we love you, Gay. Gay angel.
Well, I love you too. When I call your angels, Bonnie, how come there's three of them and the one in the middle looks like you?
What did you say? Wait a minute. I'm getting a reading here, Susan. Just let her read me. Go ahead. Go, Gay.
Because I pulled some cards for you before I got on the phone.
Yay!
I'm not going to get them all. I just, when I started getting them to talk, you called your angels to me to give me whatever guidance or whatever they wanted to say to you. I see these three angels standing there, and the one in the middle looks just like you.
Yes. You know what? I love that. Do you see Howard Stern anywhere in there? Is one of my angels?
Yeah, he's standing behind the three angels sewing the peace sign. So.
Yes! What message do they have for me besides peace and love and joy? Because I can feel that.
What was funny when I was shuffling the cards, and I was trying to reshuffle, I mean, automatically, four cards fell out on top of each other. Boom.
I didn't get to reshuffle.
Four cards fell out.
Yay! Well, you know, four is a grounding number. Probably they think I need to be grounded. And, you know, my number is...
Actually, that you're on because the first one is sensitivity. And it's the Archangel Haniel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're kind of under a... extra sensitive energies and emotions right now. And what they want you to do, they know that you're a high energy person and you're going and blowing, but you've got a situation in your life that's kind of sticking you and you're kind of, it's affecting your emotions.
Yes. That's my daughter.
And you're very sensitive about it. But they want you to, like the next card, it says, you know, is the Archangel Michael. He's saying, you know, everybody's protected, you know, you against the lower energies. And guarding your baby. So, you know, she's going to be fine. But the next one is compassion. And that's the Archangel Zedekiah. And he really wants you to, you know, respect the situation and basically back off.
Okay, you know what? You are so spot on. Gay, I need you on the show. I get with Kelly and let her put you on to read your angel cards. Because I got to tell you, and I'll tell you real quick, because I know Susan has heard this ad litem, although I didn't fill her in today on what was going on. But my daughter's in a situation that might have been a little bit dangerous for her in her home. Yeah. And I'm going there in 3 weeks, and I wanted to kick ass and take no prisoners. That's me with my kids. But when you just told me to back off, because everybody's told me, Bonnie, it's her journey. Let her figure it out.
It's her learning experience, and she's a big girl.
Yeah. Oh, you know what,
Gay? And she's got a great mommy who's a tiger, and she knows how to be that tiger because you've taught her how to do that.
Oh, you're Susan. Is she spot on or what?
Yes. Let me see. I seem to hear like an echo that I've been trying to tell you for like 2 months. Thank you, Gay.
Yeah, I bet you have, Susan.
You know what, Gay? That is the coolest thing. And you know what? As strong as you are, you also, I mean, get with Kelly because, like I said, Kelly, we'd love to put you on. I'm sure everybody in chat that hears you right now would love for you to throw your angel cards because, honey, you were absolutely spot on, especially with the Howard Stern thing standing behind me. No, I'm kidding.
When you asked me that, all I did was see this picture of him standing behind those three angels, behind the angels that looks like you, showing the peace sign. So
I
you know,
love that. You know what? I love that because that would be that's what I think about Howard Stern. Actually, peace, love, and rock and roll. Here we go. So
she keeps on dreaming that she's going to be on Howard Stern and he's going to ask her to take her clothes off.
No, I feel it's going to happen. You watch out. Somehow she's probably going to run into him in New York on the street.
I love that. Well, I wouldn't even know who he
was. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I hear. So I don't.
Oh, well, that would be lovely because then I would go, where is your wife, the beautiful model Ostrowski? And then I would say, or am I supposed to be on your show today? And he'd probably say, get lost, I have bodyguards. But okay, you didn't throw the last card. What is the last card?
It's a brilliant idea. The Archangel Uriel, he says, whatever idea that you're divinely guided is taking action, bringing idea into fruition, which somehow you've come up with some solution. I'm not sure with your daughter because they just told you to back off. So there's something that you're cooking up, and I'm not sure what it is. I mean, all I know is it's just saying it's in the works.
Oh, I know.
So what have you been working on? It's something big, a brilliant idea that you've come up with, and I don't think it has anything to do with your daughter, but it may.
Well, for Lauren, if you're talking about her with the other angel cards, it's that I asked a universe to open up a pathway for somebody to come in and take her out of her situation and find a room for her. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. And make it easy for her to transition into another place and bring somebody.
Right, by the time you go see her, she'll already have that solution. She'll already have someone will come up and step up and she'll be ready to move somewhere else.
Didn't I tell you?
And then when you go visit, you can just either help her move or just have coffee and really eat with your daughter instead of worrying about the tigers in her den.
See, I love that. You know what, Gay? You had to call today because I'm telling you, you gave me what I needed. And one way or the other, I know you're going to give people that are listening what they need. So you need to be on the show. But I so love it'll give you the carriage too. I think that would be a good idea for you.
Yeah, well, that was like off the cuff, but I was like, I'm gonna do this. I'm just gonna pull cards for Bonnie because she's always asking me to give her stinking reads. So,
yeah,
okay.
You're right. I always ask you whenever you're on. I always ask you, and everybody's probably saying, well, what kind of show is this? She's supposed to be reading us that are waiting. But I have to thank you, Gay. You gave me one of the best presents that I could have had, and you are so spot on. And I love your angels. I love the angel cards. And let's just pray and send out the love that this all is going to be into fruition before I get there, which is October 21st.
Ease and grace.
Next couple of weeks you're going to hear from your daughter. She's going to say, I'm moving out. I found a place or something like that.
I love that, Kay. Thank you. And you know what? I might be your first person when you get on my show.
Yes.
And you know what? I hope we gave you the tools you need because
and I needed it, and I thought it was a very important discussion, not just for me, but for others because, you know, these are like little taboo things that we don't talk about or we don't think about, and I want to share my journey with others because maybe it's going to help someone else too.
Well, that's why we do this show, really, because if you think about it, whenever we are talking, it ends up that the callers actually all, you know, teach us as well as we're hoping that we give them something. So
people listen and go, you know, oh, wow, I never thought about it like that. And it affects their lives, too.
Yeah. And we have, and the less than, the, all the things that you talked about, I mean, that's so, like I said, I have a practice, and that is so hard to conquer, even with a boisterous personality, meaning one that's like a Leo the lion.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the insecurities don't come up. It's how we have to deal with them, how we have to talk to them, and how we have to reprogram our brain from them.
It depends
on how we end up. But it's a conscious effort.
Well, you know, it comes from the energetic value of shame. Shame of being who we are. We think that we are less than. And shame is the lowest vibration that there is in the human body. And the
hardest
to get rid of. The hardest to get rid of.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's making me sad. It makes me sad when, you know, I think people say things, and I think to myself, oh, my goodness, what did they say something for? But people will go, Bonnie, they've just, like, told you something, you know, that you shouldn't feel good about that. And I go, oh, no, they didn't mean that, because I don't think about it. But I've got to tell you that it is the worst to feel shame when there is nothing but love and light where you are concerned is just a must to have to work on, Gay, because you've got so much to share, to give, and to teach that you can't let this stop you, girlfriend. You just can't.
And I have a strong
thing
about sharing that. I want to share that, but I've got to get past this thing and or at least cope with it and have the tools, like you said, to deal with it when it shows up. So,
well, I honestly mean this, Gay, honestly. Go to Susan's, you know, it should be on my website because, again, I probably channeled it and she doesn't realize that. But I do feel that will help you because it's a sleep thing that will be hypnotic for you. And you know that the tools that you have are there. You just have to pull them out. And it's a conscious effort every time that you feel that way. Take the, you know, this is what I did with my client. She said, Bonnie, now you're in my head. So if you feel that way and you know that things trigger that, just say, okay, what would Bonnie do, or what would Susan do, or what would my ego not do?
No, don't take that path.
So the thing is, and then, girlfriend, you come up with the, oh, my goodness, smile, be nice, be in your power.
I know what Susan would do. She would go and do pedicures on cats.
Yes. And
just had a dream of a tsunami, and we're complaining about our wet Jimmy Choo shoes. No, don't follow us.
Well, anyway, if you do, and you because the thing is, when I do my counseling, you'll hear me say, and the thing is, I do want you to think. Just don't say anything. Smile and say, what would I do? What would she do? What did I hear? What do I know I should do? And then smile and work with it. Say, hi, everyone. You know, hey, what are y'all talking about? I'd love to pitch in. You will find out that most people are really in their own, I'm going to say the word, and I'm not going to use the S word, but they're in their own crud, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not really looking at your crud. You're just thinking they are, okay? You're just thinking they are. But they're really,
really doesn't have anything to do with you.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do. Think every time that you see somebody that's going to make you feel less than, say, you know, she must be having her, you know, bad day, and I'm going to feel bad for her rather than feel sorry that for myself or that, you know, I feel less than. And if you think about it and turn it around, I promise you, you'll see a different light. I mean, I'm working with a client, and I'm working with her. It's about 4 weeks now, 3 weeks. Such a difference when you do that.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, well, I'm going to go so somebody can have a turn. Well, I'm going to use up so much time. So.
I love my reading, and if you have anything more to tell me, just Skype me, you know, put a Skype
on.
Well,
the only thing they said was that you're only human, Bonnie, and we know that you believe you're superhuman, and you are, but take the time to just sit back, have a glass of vino, whatever, and just sit back and watch it roll. Just be the observer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next time, sweetie, when you call in, next time you can pull the cards for me next time.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Now, everyone. Now Susan's feeling jealous, less than, and yet she did everything. But you know, she
it's like you
you're going to have to do that. It's not gay. When the next time you're off on a Monday or Tuesday and you can call in, be prepared to do that. And
oh,
I
God.
I promise you, I won't be feeling less than or invisible. But she would love you to do that. You are always invited on the show to do that, you know. You're
okay.
going to have a fun
cool.
here. So we're going to put you on the show. So thank you. Thank you. We love you, Gay. Thank you. And good luck. Again, whatever tools you need, we're here to help. And again,
yes,
those CDs are good. Okay?
All righty.
Have a
bye,
great
Susan.
Day. Thank you. Thank
have
you.
Have a good one.
Okay, she is just such a ray of sunshine, Susan.
I have wanted
to put her on our show, and I've talked to Kelly about getting a hold of her. I know Kelly, I don't think Kelly's with us today, and I don't mean she's not with us, everyone. She just has. She went to bed very...
She left the planet.
Yeah, she's still here. We promise she hasn't left the planet.
Okay, Kelly is with us. She's guest 592.
Oh, okay. Well, Kelly, you hear this. I think I've told you. Gay, get her on. Angel Face, put her on a Thursday. You know, you and I have the spot 1 to 2, and then just have her come in as a guest. And we've been waiting to do this, so go
ahead, girl. Okay.
Okay, good, because, see, I can't meet.
We got to meet off, honey, because, you know, I have an appointment. So do you want to say your little goodbye routine?
Oh, we have so many people on. Okay, everyone. Well, we want to tell you that we hope you know that we always enjoy. We never know who's going to call and what comes on. That's what a talk show is all about. It's about talking and being with you and everybody visiting and all having the same issues and listening and learning and getting some great spirit, psychic, tarot, angel cards. We're here to do it all. And we would love you to be with us always. So please.
Oh, yeah. Look at the wonderful information you got today from Gay. Oh, my God.
I'm
so cool.
Well, they're going to say, well, you didn't read for 90 minutes. You got a reading. But, you know, that's very unusual, and I thank everybody for being and listening to it because, you know, that's really cool for me. So, and you know, I always allow everybody else to have one. I don't really get on the radio and do that, except Kelly was supposed to read my cards, and I do appreciate it. Usually I'm behind the scenes when I get my reading. So I so appreciate that you all listened and that everybody gave me the time to be able to have that reading. And I really didn't know I was getting one. So it's really cool.
Yeah, that's when they're the coolest.
Yeah, that's when they're cool. So everybody, we have to cut the show to 90 minutes. I think when we come back in November, we're going to do some night shows. And again, we've got a lot of great guests coming.
In November, we'll be back to 2 hours again. Yeah,
yeah,
so
we'll be back to two hours
and night shows. Yeah.
So October's a little iffy for Susan and I. I've got some traveling to do, as you heard today. I'm going to New York, and I'm going with my husband, actually, on a vacation we haven't had for a very long time. And so it's going to be, you're going to have guest spots where Susan and I can't be on. You're going to have Melissa. She's our heavy metal medium. You love her. She gives readings. She loves giving readings. She does general. You're going to have Kelly. You're going to have Ron. You're going to have Annabelle and Brenda. So you're going to have all different people when Susan and I aren't here. But we don't want to put on the two-hour show until we get back, which will start November. And then we're going to rock the show for 2 hours like we always do. And thank you.
Yay!
And we're going to put on some night shows, guys. So stay tuned for when we're going to be on. Again, you know, before I get off, I have to tell you that October 15th at 7 p.m., we have Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, is going to be on our show. He is so cool. He wrote the book, Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. I just got my 15th millionth copy. I want to sign my name on it, but I don't think he'll let me. But anyway.
No. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, everyone.
get there early, because he's going to talk about his book. He's going to talk about his life. He's going to talk about the new book coming out at my shows, the first one that actually will let you know. It's called Evidence of Eternity. I mean, how cool is that? Of course, I already know there's evidence, but we're going to hear how he feels about Evidence of Eternity. And I'm sure going to be a bestseller like his first one. And then he's going to take callers. So please get there early that evening and have a good time listening, because he's a fabulous speaker. He's an excellent lawyer. He has got creds that even Susan and I are gasping at.
I know, and he puts us to shame.
I know. I couldn't even, you know, I'm going to really be mad when he comes to the show. Go, Mark, where's your education? From Oxford? And then he's got, you know, he went to the Arthur Findlay School of Metaphysics and Physical Science. And that's where I wanted to go. So it's so cool. And we'll talk to him about that. So it'll be a cool show. And we ask you to be with us. And we ask you to join us. And we know you'll love it. So everyone have a great, great time. We will be here tomorrow is Ron Cole, and we actually have Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand, because Annabelle was sick last
week. Yay!
So Annabelle and Brenda will be here at 2 p.m. to answer all your questions, psychic, empathic, medical, intuitive. They rock the house. They're Susan's relatives. I'm going to do a show. We're talking about doing a show, Susan, with all your relatives and having it as a round table, like you.
Yeah, they have the whole family.
Your kids.
Pulling my great aunt and grandmother and mother and all the rest of them that had, and see how many of them show up.
Yeah, well, guess what? We're going to even pull the youngins in, from what I hear from Brenda. Well, she has two sons that are psychic, a daughter who's in school. But we're gonna give you some really cool shows coming up. So please join us for tomorrow. And you've got Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand answering all of your psychic intuitive questions that you might want to ask them. They see spirit. They see names and dates. They see everything, especially that Brenda brings in medical intuitive. And Annabelle, oh, my gosh, she brings in everything. There isn't anything Annabelle can't bring in.
Yeah, she's the matriarch psychic of our family.
And then Thursday, Kelly and I will be there at 1. Hey, Kel, remember, you and I at 1. And if we can get Gay either next week, Angel Face, if we can get her this week or next week, Kelly's going to put her on. She's going to do angel cards. I'm even making, look, Susan, see how confident I am that she's going to come and read angel cards. So everybody have a great night. We love you, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. Again, we love you and thank you for being with us. Bye.
Yes, we love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.